经文是诗篇第二篇。诗篇第二篇，外邦为什么争闹？万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说：我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。第四节，那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说：我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。 Verse 7， 受膏者说：我要传圣旨，耶和华曾对我说：你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我将列国赐你为基业，将地级赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。第十节，现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世上的审判官该受管教，又当存敬畏侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢而快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作，凡投靠他的都是有福的。下面我们请孩子们去主日学。
Children, you are dismissed for the Sunday school now.
我们把时间交给牧师。
We give the following time to Pastor Yan and for Ding Xun Austin translation.
我想大家知道，在过去的这一周真是很不平静。
I know that the last week there are a lot of events.
我们看到这个乌克兰的事件。
We know there tomorrow in Ukraine.
但我们看到一个非常感恩的，至少目前看起来非常感恩的结果。
But we should thank God for the current result.
我们看到很感人的画面，是在警察和那些游行的人中间站的是谁？
We see a very touching that between the policeman and the people who is standing there.
是乌克兰的主教。
The bishop of the Ukraine.
他拿着这个十字架。
With his cross.
站在这些一般的百姓和警察中间。
Stand between the people and the policemen.
然后我们看到现在的这个代理总理，而且是一个新教徒，这在乌克兰是非常不容易的。
We see the current president. He is a president in Protestant church. This is not very common in Ukraine.
我们的确在那里看见了十字架是一个和平的记号。
We see there that cross is a sign for peace.
但我们看到在中国是另外一种情形。
However, in China, there is another situation.
在过去的这个礼拜中国浙江省的政府开始到处的要拆这个教堂的十字架。
In the past week, the government in Zhejiang provides just start to remove the cross in the church.
那个市委书记到了温州，看见在晚上的时候，温州到处都是这个教堂十字架的灯亮着。
The 书记。
那他是 governor 在到。
The governor just went to 温州 and see all the crosses in the churches with light.
所以他就很不高兴。
He feel very unhappy about that.
他就命令温州的部门要把这些所有教堂的灯都要去把它关掉。
He commanded that this light to be turned off.
等他走到另外一个城市舟山的时候，
After he went to another city, Zhoushan.
他就看见十字架在路边很高，他说这个就不是关灯，而且要把它拆掉。
He saw a very tall cross beside the road, and he said, "Let's remove this."
杭州好几个教堂的十字架被他们拆掉。
Few churches in Hangzhou, the cross just moved away by them.
有一个教会，甚至是教会所有人都不知道，但是突然出动了300多的警察，结果那个十字架被拆掉，那个教会的人才发现教会这教堂的十字架都不见了。
In one church, without telling all of their members, they just send out 300 policemen and remove their cross.
我们感谢神啊，弟兄姊妹的祷告和很多人的抗议呢，使这个事情暂时就停下了。
We thank God that because a lot of people protest and thanks for prayer, they just stopped temporarily.
讲到这个，我觉得我们略略有遗憾。我们教堂外面没有十字架，他们要拆都没什么可拆的。
I feel sorry that we don't have a cross for them to remove.
但是我们看到在昨天在中国就发生了很悲惨的事件。
There's a tragedy yesterday in China.
在昆明的火车站。
In the rail station in Kunming.
已经，我昨天晚上睡前啊看的新闻是29个人已经死亡。
Before I sleep, I saw 29 people die.
143个在医院里边。
143 in hospital.
十几个人拿着刀到处砍人。
More than 10 people they use knife to kill people all around.
而且让我感到非常非常惊讶的，这些拿刀杀人的里面，其中有一个重伤伤了，现在在医院里面是一个孕妇。
To my surprise, one of them who use knife to kill people, she is impregnant.
而且孩子已经快要出生的那种。
She's about to give birth to the baby.
我们不知道这背后有多么大的仇恨的故事。
We don't know what's what tragedy is behind this?
我昨天一整天这个脑袋都是昏昏沉沉的。
I feel I feel dizzy yesterday.
所以我看到不停的去看那些的那些的消息。
I just again and again look at all the news.
但是我们看到两个很不同的画面。
But we saw two very different things.
在乌克兰那里的冲突，十字架成就了和平。
In Ukraine, there is a conflict, but the cross just fulfilled the peace.
而在中国，这个拆十字架的国家，却是这样的一种灾难。
But in China, the country which removes the cross, there is such tragedy.
我们知道这是一个恐怖袭击。
We know this is terrorism.
这是一个不是杀人者的悲剧，或者是被害者的悲剧。
We know this is not only the tragedy of the killer or the people who is killed.
这甚至也不仅仅是中国这个国家的悲剧。
Not only the tragedy of China, this country.
所有的恐怖活动都是全人类的悲剧。
Terrorism is the tragedy of all human beings.
我想我们基督徒，尤其是跟很多跟我们跟中国有很深联系的基督
We Christian, especially we are deeply related to China.
我想我们也不是这个不是一种民族，但是我们的确大部分人都是中国人。
This is not about a nation, but most of us we are Chinese.
所以我想，我们应该为这个国家来祷告。
We should pray for this country.
我们需要为这些受害者的家庭来祷告。
We should pray for the victims.
我们需要在为那个 local 的那个地方的教会来祷告。
We should pray for the local church.
我们需要。为这个国家的执政党来祷告。
We should pray for the Communism Party.
我想用大概5分钟的时间来让大家来为这个事件按着你的感动来祷告。
Let's Let's take 5 minutes to pray for this event.
但在祷告之前，我想请大家，我们来唱两节的一首诗，362首诗歌的第一、第二节。
Before we pray, let's see the hymn book, 362, chapter 1 and 2.
今天还没有恢复过来的样子哈。OK，我们来唱两节诗歌以后，我们大家同声的来为这个事情、这些事情来祷告。
神未曾应许天色灿烂，人生的路途花香长满。神未曾应许苍青无语，长乐无痛苦，长安无语。神却应许生活有力，行路有亮光，做工的心，失恋的恩主，危难有来，无限的体谅，不休的爱。
我们正歌部我们唱的更慢一些，第二段。
神未曾应许我们不语，苦难和思念懊恼忧虑。神未曾应许我们不服，许多的重担，许神却应许生活有绿，行路有亮光，做工的心，失恋的恩主，危难有来，无限的体谅，不休
一个人开口在神的面前来祷告。来到你的面前。
The God of love, we come to you.
主，我们要为中国来祈祷。
God, we bless for China. We pray for China.
主，我们看到昨天这样的悲惨的事件在那里发生。
We see such tragedy happened yesterday in China.
主，那块地方需要你的医治。
Lord, that land need your healing.
需要你的救赎。
Need your salvation.
需要你的安慰。
Need your comfort.
那里的罪恶需要你宝血的洁净。
The sin there needs your precious blood.
那里的仇恨需要你十字架的和平。
The conflict, the hatred there need the peace of your cross.
主，我们要特别来为那些受害者的家庭来祷告。
We especially pray for the families of the victims.
主啊，求你自己能够安慰他们的心。
May your comfort their hearts.
使他们能够来认识你的爱。
Let them understand, know your love.
能够让教会能够和哀哭的人一起哀哭。
May the church weep with the people who are weeping.
主，求你自己来消除那些杀人者的仇恨。
God, please remove the hatred of the killers.
求你自己来消除那些被害者心中的仇恨。
Remove the hatred from the victims.
看到在那个地方不是以复仇来替代复仇。
We see that there's no revenge for revenge in that place.
是暴力来解决暴力。
Use weak, violence to say to solve violence.
不是以邪恶来战胜邪恶。
Evil. Use the evil to overcome the evil.
主，求你自己能够来救赎那个地方。
Lord, please save that place.
你赐福教那里的教会。
Bless the church over there.
让他们在那里能够是光是盐是山上的城。
To make them the salt, the light, and the city over the mount.
使他们在那个地方能够见证神儿女的和平之子的身份。
To be your testimony of the son of the sons of peace.
愿教会能够成为那些恐惧的人的避难所。
May the church be the shelter of the people who are afraid.
主让求你自己来除去百姓心中的这种恐惧。
Remove remove the fear from their hearts. Sorry.
让他们能够来进入到你的爱。
To let them enter your love.
因为在你的爱里面没有惧怕。
Because there's no fear in your love.
主求你自己能够特别怜悯这个国家。
Lord, have your mercy on this country.
让能够执政者能够来反省自己的罪恶。
Let the governors think about their own sins.
让他们能够真正来以百姓为念。
Let them think of their people.
让他们用公义和法度来治理这个国家。
Let them reign this country with justice and the law.
主求你自己的公义从天上显明。
May your justice manifested from heaven.
能够在这个事件中让大家能够得到教训。
Teach us a lesson in this event.
是你的公义，你的能力要显明在一切的恶事上。
Your justice, your power will manifest it in every bad deed.
主，我们要特别为我们有些弟兄姊妹的他们的生活在那里附近的家庭。
We especially pray for our brothers and sisters live nearby.
求主你自己。在他们的赐给他们信心。
May you give them faith.
知道在你的里面在你的里面有平安。
Let them know that in you there is peace.
求你自己能够看顾我们。
May you bless us.
让我们能够不断的来为这个世界来在你的面前来祷告。
Keep us pray for this world before you.
能够在社会的公义，在社会的仁慈方面，每一个基督徒都愿意来参与，来见证。
To involved in the social justice, every Christian.
你看过我们今天的整个聚会的时间。
Bless us, bless the gathering today.
无论我们的讲道。
Our preaching.
圣餐礼拜。
The Holy Communion.
让我们能够真正能够看见你，然后来听见你自己。
Let us see you and hear from you.
主求你自己来恩待我们，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的这一段经文我们这是第四次我们的第四次讲道。
This is the fourth preaching of this chapter.
我想弟兄姊妹呢对这段经文即使是从来没有念过的我想也已经有一定的印象。
I think even if you never read this before, you should be kind of familiar with this.
如果真是这样的话
If so,
这至少是你啊忍耐的果子之一。
This is one of the fruits of your patience.
我想因为第一篇和第二篇是整个啊诗篇的一个前面的一个引介。
The chapter 1 and 2 are introductions of the whole psalm.
所以当我们能够把握住呢这两篇的一些主要的思想。
If we can handle the main ideas of these two chapters,
会成为你了解所有的诗篇的一个很重要的帮助。
That will be a very important key to understand the whole Psalms.
能够让你知道啊，在每一个诗篇里面，你都需要跟第一、第二篇连起来来思考。
Let you understand that you should relate every Psalm to the Psalm 1 and 2.
我们啊，上一次在停在第十节的地方。第九节的地方
verse 9,
大家知道这个这十二节的经文它的段落是很清楚的每三节一个段落
we know that every three verses there's a paragraph
所以我们在今天看最后一段
let's look at the last three verses
第一段是讲到这个世界的一个敌基督的本质
The first verse we talk about the anti-Christ essence of this world.
然后第二段呢是讲到上帝的反应。
The verse two talk about verse 11 talk about the reaction of God.
上帝呢不仅仅说话。
God not only talk.
他还有行动。
He also have deeds.
这个行动就是他立定他的儿子。作为君王
The deed is install his son as the king
而在第七节到第九节呢就是讲到基督的来临
The 7 to 9 talk about the coming of Jesus Christ
他领受了上帝所赐一切的权柄
He accepted every authority God gave him
开始对全世界的统治
Reign over the whole world
但是那个是对人心的统治。
But that is a reign of the human heart.
它不是指一种实体的一个政治或者是一个军事的这样的一个国家。
It is not a political or military authority.
而是表达耶稣基督在人的心中，在人的灵魂里面的掌权。
That means Jesus Christ reigns over people's heart.
他的权柄要打碎打碎我们。
His authority dash us into pieces.
就是每一个基督徒都有一个被主征服的故事。
Every Christian has a story to be conquered by the Lord.
每一个有深刻信仰体验的基督徒都有一个心碎的故事。
Every Christian with a deep faith has a story that his heart to be dashed.
那真正能感受到耶稣基督的权柄在我们的生命里面。
To feel the authority of Jesus Christ in our heart.
那么在第十节到第十二节呢，就是要讲这要最后的一个劝勉。
In verse 10 to 12, is some suggestions.
那所以这说现在呢你们这些什么世上的这些君王也好那些臣宰也好你们应该醒悟
So now your kings and the rulers you should understand
那么就是他们需要在这里面受到教训
You should get a lesson in this in here
那这里用了一个词就是醒悟的意思就是不再迷不再执迷不悟。
Here be wise means no longer be astray.
那不再迷信自己的能力、自己的智慧。
No longer trust your own power, your own wisdom.
那不再坚持自己的顽梗、自己的愚蠢。
No longer be stupid as before.
意思就是说不再。要跟上帝作对。
No longer against God.
认识到自己的脆弱。
Know that you are fragile.
认识到自己的罪。
know about your sins.
认识到自己过去的那种行为对上帝的冒犯。
Know that your deeds before are against God.
在诗篇的十四篇第一节说。
In Psalm 14, verse 1.
愚顽人心里说没有上帝。愚顽人啊，就是愚蠢的人，在心里面说没有上帝。
The fool says that in his heart there is no God.
那所以啊，那些人呢、啊，为什么那些个愚蠢的人会说心里说没有上帝呢
？Why those people say there is no God？
那这个答案是因为他是啊愚蠢的人。
Because he is stupid.
那所以这个论证很复杂。
This is complicated.
但是很啊有一个神学家说，他说因为他想到了上帝，又同时否认了上帝。
One theologist said because he thought of God, but meanwhile he denied God.
所以这就是他的愚顽的地方。
That's why he is stupid.
现在圣经说你不要再执迷不悟。
Now Bible said be wise.
你现在要受教训。
You should get a lesson.
Get warned. 就是
you should be warned.
意思就是你需要受到这个警告，受到上帝的这个教训，你应该从其中受到教训。
You should be warned. You should learn the lesson from God.
那这是第一节，就是意思啊，这第十节的意思就是说要放弃你过去的想法。
The verse 10 means to give up your ideas.
不要再谋算那些毫无意义的、根本没有果效的事情。
Do not plot some meaningless things.
那么接下来呢，他又讲到呢，第二种人就是说，你要认识上帝，你要存什么畏惧来侍奉上帝。
You should serve God with fear.
就是意思就是。对神要有敬畏。
You should fear God.
你不要不怕上帝。
Do not fear not God.
你不要来挑战上帝的权柄。
Do not challenge God's authority.
你现在要畏惧。
Fear him.
我以前刚接触基督教的时候。
Initially when I No Christian.
有一个人呢、我们通常在教会里面叫他阿姨，他非常关心呢、我们特别小的这些读中学生的。我那时候我在读中学，所以他就说特别关心我们的这些中学生。
One woman we call her aunt, he just care a lot about we.
他没有特别
students.
他没有特别教我们什么道理。
She didn't teach us a lot of a lot of theories,
或者是teaching,
teachings, yeah.
但是呢，但是他总是常常问我们一个问题，就是最近你心里面怕上帝吗
？But she always ask us, do you fear God recently?
这是一个很重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
做基督徒也好
，as a Christian,
或者说是慕道友也好。
Or as a seeker,
我们跟上帝的正常关系里面就包含一层惧怕。
Our normal relationship between God contains the fear.
对上帝没有惧怕的人恐怕不是真正的基督徒。
People with no fear to God, perhaps not true Christians.
但是呢，有的时候这不是一般基督徒的错。
This is sometimes not fault of normal Christians.
因为我们今天的教导，我们的音乐，让我们对上帝的威严，上帝的可怕，我们很难了解。
Because our teachings and our music today make it hard for us to learn God's authority.
我们今天最爱唱的歌是什么？
Which are songs that we would like to sing most?
我们最爱唱的歌就是神是我们的朋友。
God is our friend.
在大陆最有名的一首歌就是主是我知心的朋友。
In mainland China, one of the most famous songs is God is a friend who knows my heart.
这是对的。
This is true.
但是如果当我们的心思里面被这种观念充满的时候，那就是错的。
But if our heart is full of this kind of idea, that is not correct.
整本圣经，上帝都是可畏的。
In the whole Bible, God is a God to be feared.
那神是啊，人对他不可以轻慢的。不可以随意的。
You should not blaspheme against him.
到上帝面前来的都是一件最神圣啊，最严肃的事情。
It's the most serious thing. To come before God.
大概我搬到 Santa Barbara 来之前啊，曾经在斯坦福有一个讲座。
Before I moved to Santa Barbara, I gave a speech in Stanford.
他们要求我讲的题目是什么呢？是新旧约中的神。
The title they gave me is the God in New and the Old Testament.
我说这个题目就有点不太对啊。
I said this title is not correct.
因为呢，他们的观念里面是因为他们有人提出问题，说好像旧约的神跟新约的神不太一样。
Some of them think that the God in Old and the New Testament looks different.
旧约的神好像呢是很可怕的。
The God in Old Testament is awful.
而且呢是什么脾气很不好的。
With bad temper.
一不小心啊，就是要死很多人。
Always kills a lot of.
在新约呢，那个上帝啊，仁慈多了。
God is so merciful in the New Testament.
所以这个按照黑格的说法，就是旧约里面的神呢不太成熟。
According to Hegel, God in Old Testament is not so mature.
到新约的时候，好像呢比较什么，比较成熟，能够自我控制。
He's a mature in New Testament and was able to control himself.
所以在早期的教会的异端，有异端就认为旧约的神是恐怖的，新约的神是可爱的。
One heresy in the old church teach that the God in Old Testament is awful and in the New Testament is merciful.
你看，我们今天读的就是旧约，说神是很可怕的。
Today we are reading the Old Testament and God indeed is to be feared.
所以他们就总结出来说，旧约的神是杀人的，新约的神是救人的。
They said that the God in Old Testament is a murderer and in New Testament is a savior.
我们知道这是很错误的想法。
This is totally wrong.
在旧约里面，上帝有公义的审判；在新约里面，上帝也有公义的审判。
There is judgment of justice in both Old and the New Testament.
在旧约里面有很多人啊，因为违背上帝的律法，他们被审判。
In Old Testament, a lot of people get judged because they go against God's law.
你可能看到在旧约里的上帝好像很残忍。
We even think the God in Old Testament is cruel.
我要你特别留心，我要告诉你，在这个意义上，新约的上帝更残忍。
I should warn you that to this angle, the God in New Testament is even more cruel.
因为在旧约里面，神只是杀的那些一些十恶不赦的人。
In Old Testament, God only killed those very bad guys.
而在新约，上帝甚至杀死了他自己的儿子。
But in New Testament, God even kills his own son.
为什么
？Why?
因为上帝是爱，而不仅仅是公义。
Because God is more than justice, He is love.
所以他爱这些犯罪得罪他的人。
He loved the sinners.
所以他就差遣他的儿子来为这些罪人赎罪。
So he sent his only son and a dad for these people.
所以他的怒气。
So his anger.
他的公义。
His justice.
他的审判。
His judgment.
就都堆聚在他儿子的身上。
Is fulfilled in his son.
所以这位上帝是要叫人敬畏的。
So this is a God to fear.
当我们想到耶稣的死的时候，
If we think of the death of Jesus Christ,
我们就要感到战惊。
We should tremble.
这是一个多么可怕的事件。
This is a such a cruel event.
因为竟然上帝为了要除去罪，连他的儿子都 都要被钉在十字架上。
To remove our sins, God can even crucify His own Son.
所以上帝的救恩不是要让人放肆。
So the salvation of God is not
loose, 让人非常的这个随便。
Not let you loose.
而是上帝要人来认识他的公义。
But let you know his justice.
那所以在这里，这耶稣的十字架，他表达出来不是上帝是一个已经不再讲原则、不再公义的上帝。
The cross does not mean God is no longer a justice.
而恰恰是上帝的正义在十字架上表达出来。
But the justice of God is fulfilled in the cross.
所以有人说十字架的这个交叉的这个含义里面就包含了公义和慈爱的这样一个交汇。
So some people say the cross means crossing of love and justice.
所以上帝的恩典是贵重的。
So the salvation is precious.
所以那在保罗的话说，神的恩慈是要让人悔改。
According to Paul, the mercy of God is to make you repent.
所以十字架的恩典，上帝的公义正在这个地方得到体现。
So the justice and the love of God is manifested in cross.
所以圣经教导我们要敬畏上帝。So
Bible teaches us to fear God.
要怕上帝。
To fear him.
所以圣经里面讲到，人到上帝的面前的时候，要非常的小心。
You should be very careful when you come before God.
所以你们聚会的时候要怎么样呢？
What should you do when you are gathering?
你来到上帝的殿，你走路都要小心。
When you come to the sanctuary of God,
你说话都要小心。
You should be very careful when you are walking or talking.
你唱歌都要很小心。
When you are singing.
因为上帝是天上的上帝。
Because God is the God in heaven.
他是那圣者。
He is the Holy One.
那所以我们要畏惧去服侍上帝。
We should fear him and serve him.
但是我们在今天的教会的文化里面，我们已经在很大程度上丢失了这种敬畏的传统。
In the church culture today, lost this tradition.
我们尽量的让这个聚会变得很放松。
We do our best to make people feel relaxed in the gathering.
我们尽量的让这个聚会呢，让我们的人的感受上能够是很享受的。
We do our best to let people enjoy the gathering.
所以我们看到在崇拜里面，人到上帝的面前，它不是你的感受作为一个主导性。
We see that in the worship, when you come before God, your feeling is not the most important thing.
而是要上帝的荣耀才是核心。
But the glory of God.
所以圣经里面讲到的说，我们要服侍上帝要怎么样？战兢。
So Bible told us we should serve God, trembling.
什么是战兢？
What is trembling?
就是发抖。发抖。就是在那里好像都很非常害怕，坐立不安。
Feel fear.
你们知道在有一个教派叫做贵格会。
You know one sect is called Quaker.
他们的贵格早期的意思就是颤抖的意思。
Quaker means trembling.
就是早期。
In early time.
所以他们在聚会的时候呢，其中有一个程序就是大家在那里颤抖。
So in their worship, they just trembling together.
因为他要用这个身体的语言来表达敬畏上帝。
This is a body language to express their fear to God.
后来他们发现这个聚会太吵了。
Later they feel the gathering is too noisy.
所以他们就强调在聚会里面那种静默。
Request to be silent in the gathering.
我看到前段前几个礼拜，我看到他们有一个聚会真是 不能够你不能够理就是不能够很多人没有办法去参与不愿意去他们那里聚会的。
Few weeks before I saw one of their
他们来呢，他人坐成一圈。
People form a cycle.
然后就闭上眼睛。
And close their eyes.
没有讲道。
No preaching.
没有唱歌。
No singing songs.
没有任何活动，就在那里坐在那里闭上眼睛一个小时。
No any activity, just close your eyes and sit for 1 hour.
你说那不睡觉了吗？
How can you not feel asleep?
他们就是在围在那里一起，就什么也没有，什么就在那里。但我认为他们的做法是很极端的。
I think this is extremist.
但是他们对现代教会的这种批判是非常非常有力的。
But their criticism to the modern church is does make sense.
因为现在的很多聚会太吵。
Our worship today, many of them is too noisy.
所以他们用这种极端的方式来唤醒另一个圣经的教导。
They use this very extreme way to wake up.
就是人到上帝面前要有那种敬畏。
When we come to God, we should be fearful.
但是我们不是一群基督徒，不是只是被恐惧抓住的。
But we Christians are not held by the fear.
天天是焦虑不安的人。
Be anxious every day.
而是要有快乐。
Rather we should rejoice.
这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
基督徒的生命是不是展现出那种很复杂的状态？
So the life of Christian is complicated.
我们的确害怕。
We do fear.
但我们又充满喜乐。
And meanwhile we rejoice.
这是怎么样又一回事？
What's this?
如果从生活 的角度来讲呢？
In our normal life.
就好像你跟这个父亲的关系。
Like your relationship to your father.
如果你的父亲是一个很伟大的人。
If your father is a great person,
那你通常呢，在你的心目中呢，那个地位很高。
He has a high status in your heart.
然后呢，你对他呢又有一种很有一种害怕。
And you fear him.
但是呢，你每次看到他的时候呢，你又很高兴。
But every time you see him, you just feel very happy.
你害怕你的父亲，没错。
You fear your father.
但是你很喜欢的事情就是看到他。
But you like to see him.
所以那个你不愿意看到的父亲，通常你也不怕他。
The father who you don't want to see him, usually you also do not fear him.
你又怕又爱。
You fear him and you love him.
我们跟神之间就有这样一层关系。
This is the relationship between us and God.
但是今天更多的是什么呢？又不怕又不爱。
But today, people no longer fear neither love.
但圣经里面这里讲到是一种工作上的，是一种侍奉的。
Here, Bible is talking about the work, the serving.
所以不是指我们纯粹一种生命上的联系。
Not only the relationship to God in our life.
基督徒怎么样能够在服事里面表达出那种害怕和喜乐来？
How should we express our fear and our happiness in our serving.
我认识一个人真是很矛盾。他真是很矛盾。
I know one guy is quite controversial.
希望他有一天不要在网上听到这个录音了。
I hope he will never hear of this.
他认为自己是讲道是最有恩赐的，是很好的。
He thinks he is very much blessed.
不是说是全天下他最有恩赐，是说他自己的恩赐里面他最会讲道。
Do not mean the best preacher, but all of his gifts, the preaching is the best.
可是他服侍的教会呢，认为他最差的就是讲道。
But the church that he serves think his worst gift is preaching.
所以他非常的痛苦。
So he feels very painful.
然后呢，他一直跟教会的对抗，就是认为自己的讲道是很好的，但教会认为他是很差的。
So he is always arguing with the church. Says his teaching is good.
所以呢，当别的牧师来讲道的时候，竟然有会友指他说：“你为什么讲道不像这个牧师？”
When some other pastors come to his church, even some members just talk to him, why don't you to be so good as teaching as this pastor?
不过这个信徒提的这个问题呢，那不是他的问题，是所有教会都很普遍的问题。
This is very common in every church.
很少有信徒指着别的教会的牧师说，你为什么讲道不像我们教会的牧师？
It is rare that the member point to another pastor and tell him, why don't you preach like our pastor?
所以在这一点上我有一点点自知自明啊。
I know of myself in this point.
Just a little.
Just a little.
所以呢，所以你们知道，对很多的基督徒来讲，总是别的教会的牧师讲道比较好。
For many Christians, they always think the pastors in other churches are better.
我再告诉你们一个故事。我到一个教会讲道的时候，那里的教会的信徒，哇，这才是真正的讲道。
Let me tell you another story. When I come to another church to preach,
结果有一天那个牧师到我们教会讲道的时候，那信徒说，这讲的多好啊。
When I come to a church to preach, they think my preaching is great. And another day when their pastor come to our church, our member also thinks so.
你说让牧师到底要怎么做人呢？
What should the pastors do?
那么但是呢，他就很一直就很痛苦的这样的一个经验。
So he feels very painful.
他没有喜乐。
He feel no rejoice.
不过我要说呢。我当场批评过他。
I have some
他里面有一个结的东西在没有打开。
He has a problem in his preaching.
在侍奉里面，在他的介绍里面，我感受不到他对自己的这个服事那种战惊、那种恐惧的那种心。
In his preaching, I cannot feel of his fear to his.
我认为所有的传道人都应该是一个焦虑的人。
I think every evangelist should be anxious.
就是他为自己的侍奉感到很不安的、很害怕的那种精神很紧张的这种状态。
Feel anxious about his work.
这是正常的。
This is normal.
如果觉得自己很有信心的，我告诉你，通常就会出事情。
If one guy feel confidence of himself,
我有一次问一个很有名的牧师。
Once I asked a very famous pastor.
他跟我谈话到了凌晨。
He talked with me.
第二天是他讲道，不是我讲道。
The second day is his preaching.
我说你，我说要不要今晚就到此为止，你去准备讲章。或者说你预备明天的讲道或者怎么之类的。
I said, how about we stop tonight?
他说讲道都十几年了，还准备什么？
He said, I've been preaching for more than 10 years.
吓死我了，你知道为什么？十年就不用准备了。
I think is 10 years means you don't have to prepare.
所以你知道这个没有那种恐惧焦虑那是不正常的。
Without fear, it's not normal.
但是呢，如果只有那种恐惧不安，就会变成像丹麦哲学家齐克果一样。
And only with fear, you would like the
Kierkegaard. 他因为太焦虑，结果他就辞掉这个牧师不干了。
He's too anxious, so he just left his pastor position.
你要有一种喜乐。
You should be happy.
因为你做的时候，你感到很大的压力，你很有焦虑。
You feel a lot of stress. You are very anxious when you are working.
而让你不要做的时候，你还不干。
But if anyone let you leave, you don't want that.
你很喜欢。
You like this job.
你热爱。
You love it.
但是你又很紧张。
But you.You are very stressful.
所以德国有个牧师讲一句话呢，对我很大的触动。
One pastor in Germany.
他说你在讲道中你要感到恐惧，为什么？因为你竟然在讲上帝的话。
You should be fearful in your preaching because.
但是他说你在讲道中你要感到欢乐，为什么？因为你竟然在讲上帝的话。
You should be fearful in your preaching because you are talking about God's word, and you should be rejoiced because you are talking about God's word.
如果大家你有机会让你 连续很密集的讲道的任务，你才能够体会。
If you have a chance that you have a lot of preachings in very short time.
我认为在基督徒在各种各样的服事里面都一样，我们需要有一种战兢。
I think our Christian in any kind of serving, it's the same. We should be fair.
但是又充满喜乐。
And rejoice.
那所以我但是更不幸的事情是什么呢？在今天很多时候是这两样都没有。
Unfortunately, we don't have any of this.
侍奉是很被动的，是毫无喜乐的。
Our work is negative. Without,
又没有敬畏。
Without happiness and fear.
而圣经里面讲到呢，说你现在要干什么呢？现在要以嘴亲子。
But here, Bible tell us that you should kiss the son.
这里的ESV 的翻译意思就是你要去顺从顺从他。
In ESV, it means.
NIV.
NIV.
那意思就是你要去顺从。
It means you should be obedient.
那因为什么呢？基督要发怒。
Because he is to be angry.
所以，无论是基督徒还是非基督徒，面对基督的时候，我们有那种恐惧。
No matter you are Christian or non-Christian, you should fear Christ.
大家知道，在圣经里面有好多关于这个管家的比喻，那些面对你的服事要向基督交账的故事。
In Bible there is a lot of parables about the steward. You should
所以你要害怕。
You should hand over your work to God, so you should be fair.
所以你要做忠心的人。那么在在非基督徒而言呢，你要知道基督发怒要审判世界。
As a non-Christian, you should know that Christ will be angry and judge this world.
耶稣的形象通常都是羔羊。
The figure of Jesus normally is lamb.
但是我要知道耶稣还有一个形象是狮子。
But another is lion.
所以我们那很多人都知道是阿斯兰，对不对？
A lot of people know Aslan.
那所以知道耶稣是狮子，意思是他将来他要做王，他要审判这个世界。
The lion means in the future he will be the king and judge this world.
而且圣经说他的怒气快要发作了。
And the Bible also said his anger is about to come.
所以他的这个怒气意思就耶稣来的时候已经近了。
The wrath means the time of Jesus coming is near.
所有人在他的面前都应该警醒。
Everyone should be cautious before him.
都应该醒悟。
Be wise.
都应该预备。
And be prepared.
所以最后的一节经文说，凡投靠他的都是有福的。
And the last words that. Blessed are those who take refuge in Him.
那所以只有在他的里面，只有信靠顺服，只有敬畏，那你才会有福。
Only be within Him, be obedient to Him, you are blessed.
愿上帝能够赐福给我们。
May Jesus, may God bless us.
使我们真正能够成为有福的人。
To let us be the people who are blessed.
不仅仅是了解上帝的道，让我们有智慧。
Not only be wise and know His word.
而这个智慧是得救的智慧。
The wisdom is the wisdom of salvation.
就是让我们去认识基督。
To let us know Jesus Christ.
你真正得到生命的福分。
And you are blessed in your life.
因为今天有圣餐礼拜。
Because we have Holy Communion.
所以我们的一个非常简短的应用。
We have a very short application.
就是我们需要来思想。
Let's think.
我们的每次圣餐礼拜都提醒我们。
Every of our Holy Communion, it reminds us.
上帝的公义和上帝的爱在基督的死的这件事上体现出来。
The justice and the love of God is manifested in the death of Jesus Christ.
耶稣说你们如此行为的是纪念我。
Jesus said you do this to memorize me.
说只等到我来。
Until I come.
所以我们今天
So the scriptures today warn us that we should be prepared for the second coming of Jesus Christ.